This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the weekend, the long weekend, mind you, is just around the corner. So if you're keen to get out fishing any time over the next 3 days, we've got the tips for you. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes, Paul Perry. How are you this morning, Leon?
I'm very good, Jordan. What about yourself?
Yeah, a bit tongue-tied, but other than that, pretty good.
You are a busy man running all these programs that you do. So, can be well and truly afforded a little tongue-tie.
Every now and then, yes.
Yeah, so what do you think, mate? Do you reckon you're going to have a shot at fishing over the weekend? Because I reckon I might.
Oh, I don't know. A friend of mine has got their birthday coming up this weekend, so I might not be in any sort to go fishing.
well, you're young and joy, mate. No, but for us old guys that like, you know, sort of just dabbling and lining and all that sort of stuff, I think this is a perfect opportunity for us all to have a bit of a look around. I think what we need to do, and most of us do on long weekends, is do a little bit of travelling. So what I'm going to suggest is anybody that's actually thinking about going to the Wallaroo area, if they look at the Riley Rocks, there should be some squid starting to appear about that time around there, and the crabs are really, really huge also. So I'd say that'd be a good tip. Going out to Port Davis, what we're talking about in the last couple of weeks, just keep heading out straight from the end of the channel there and start looking at some of the deeper holes there. You should be able to find yourself some King George whiting, early whiting for the season. So that's a nice thing as well. Don't forget the yellowfin whiting on the way home. They're always the first in and the last out when tide movements are there. So you can get yourself a nice feed of those fellas. And when we come down to Port Pirie, there's still been plenty of blue swimmer crabs. But it's really interesting. If you drive around by the Lowley Rip, you just never know what sport fishing you might be able to come up with there. So that's just a bit of a tip, and have a bit of a fun. And wasn't it fantastic to see the positive story about waterways in Port Pirie with our professional fisherman extraordinaire David Wilkes feeding a dolphin a fish from his mouth?
Yeah, I did see that on the news. Yes,
well, up close and personal. Fantastic. David's a lovely man, but I'm not sure I'd ever take anything out of his mouth.
So. Dolphins don't know any better.
That's true. So, but I think if you're going to have an opportunity, go out and don't forget, take a kid fishing and remember your manners at the boat ramp over long weekend. There's a lot of people that don't go that often and they can be a little bit slower than you.
Yeah, be patient. There's plenty of time to fish.
That's it. Thank you, my friend. You have a safe long weekend, and make sure that birthday party goes well.
No worries. Well, enjoy your weekend, Leon. Thanks for joining me.
See you, mate.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes, Paul Perry on your Classic It's Breakfast. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallery. How are you this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So what are we looking forward to this long weekend?
Over Wallaroo Way, land-based, Point Riley Rocks has a school of salmon showing up now and again, so they're just moving up and down the coast, really. Provides a bit of fun if you're there at the time when they show up. There's been a few King George whiting caught along with squid and gar, and there's also some nice gar and yellowfin whiting from the beaches near the magazine. The marina has finally had a mention with some nice-sized brim being caught. Only downside is you've got to fight your way through a lot of rubbish fish at the moment to get to them. Jetty has some kingfish hanging around, squid early mornings, crabs are improving, still a lot of small ones. Gar and Tommies, with the Tommies better at night, and there's a few snook getting around at night as well. The boats out from Wallaroo found whiting on the deeper grounds around the ballast and the last beacon. Gar and Tommies are on the boiler and the channel markers. Crabs are pretty widespread, but they're better out deeper, around the 10-metre mark. And squid and snook are over Riley Way. Down at Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties, there's been plenty of good-sized squid, some nice gar and a few Tommies. Crabs are improving. A week or so ago, they were only mainly small crabs, but there's still a lot of small ones, but there's a lot more keepers amongst them. Snook at night around the lights. Any lure in a small baitfish profile should work, whether it's plastic, hard body or metal. And it's worth trying for yellowfin biting in the jetty shallows. Port Hughes jetty still has a few kingfish hanging around. They're getting a bit hook shy, so it takes a bit more effort to get them. Early morning seems the best time. People have been wading the beaches, raking for crabs with some success, as well as fishing for yellowfin whiting, either using lures or bait. Boats out from Port Hughes still finding smallish King George in the bay. only a few keepers. Bigger models are coming from out deeper and south of the Cape. Plenty of gar out of the light. Squid and crabs widespread. More consistent, bigger crabs are coming from the deeper water. And there's still quite a few snook around for those trolling. So, yeah, if you do get out in Wetterline this weekend, you should be able to get a feed or something.
No worries. Well, hopefully everyone has some luck. And, Brenton, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, no worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.